This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is David Mack. I'm co-founder of SketchDeck, and I've done many roles, including head of product, CTO, and head of marketing.
David, how are you involved with user adoption?
For about 4 years of the company, I worked as head of product, and as well as making the product better, making the technology naturally adopt more users was a really important part of that, and something I'm still involved in from a high level.
David, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
A little bit of context. We have two really different kind of adoption channels. So we are a design service that typically marketing, sales teams, executives use to get their kind of presentations and documents designed. And we have one group of users who say spend $1,000, maybe multiple thousands of dollars on a design project. And they're kind of heavily incentivized to sort of get into our technology platform and start using that. And then they have around them a kind of orbit of colleagues who are involved either strongly or weakly in these projects. And then they're the kind of people that we want to spread to, but it's much harder to get them. And there's a lot of sort of extra challenges there. That first group, the one that have kind of ponied up the hard cash, it's always been unsurprisingly easy to get them, into our technology platform and working with the designers. And then the sort of greater orbit of kind of stakeholders and reviewers have always been the sort of challenge. So getting those people using our platform is super valuable because then they see the power of what we can do, our software, they enjoy the design project and they see how awesome our designs are, and then they become future customers. And the kind of challenges we've had with them is that we need to make it exceptionally frictionless and easy for them to get into the platform. And we need to find the those key little magic moments where they have a reason to sort of, get in and sign up or log in and, kind of situate themselves of what is this software and how do I, interact with this graphic design project. As kind of boring as it might sound, we've spent hours and hours and hours of just watching user sessions and watching 100 different login bugs and, all these tiny little things that can just knock the car off the road before they've even managed to really, start deeply using the platform. And kind of putting in that legwork and putting in those sort of just hours and hours has really paid dividends, even though it doesn't seem, it never seemed like a sort of big idea or a growth hack. We've always been exploring different types of more kind of viral sharing. So we have these graphic design projects, we have this finished work, these files, and, there ought to be a sort of natural network effect there, or like a natural weak virality. And we've actually always really struggled to find the sweet spot of making that be a strong growth channel for us. We test out a lot of different functionalities to make people able to share these files, these designs with other people in the organization and the public in a way that hopefully is useful to them. But we've still yet to kind of find the sweet spot that really drives further user adoption that way.
David, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
One thing I'm always trying to balance out is, as a product leader, having a sort of big grand vision of new functionality you want to build, and then getting down into the sort of the deep roots of users and their everyday experiences and the endless list of small bugs that you manage to find. I've always been trying to sort of balance out those, and I think as a product leader, I'm always really tempted by those big features and big bold new directions, but I think a lot of our sort of biggest wins have really come from all that really nitty-gritty stuff, watching those user sessions, really getting hundreds of small asks all into the platform.
And David, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
I've been writing a lot about this kind of stuff, both on our company blog, so that's sketchdeck.com/blog, and also on my Medium. So if you just look for David H.H. Mack on Medium, you'll find my writing. I've written a lot about sort of technology leadership and product design and a lot of other just kind of founder life stuff in there. One other thing we put together for listeners is if you would like to try out our service. So if you have a presentation or a pitch deck or maybe a brochure or something that you want to get looking really beautiful and on brand, you can try us out. The code is adopt, A-D-O-P-T, and that'll actually get you 15% off our regular rates. And you can just pop that into our website, sketchdeck.com, as you start a project, and that'll instantly give you the nice little benefit.
Great. Well, thanks, David.
Well, thank you.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.